Mismatch with Carmella.
Broadcasting worldwide.
Let's go!
I have Danny and I have Syme, and they are from SMP. Hello, boys.
Yeah, how are you?
Hello again.
I'm good. Hello. We seem to be doing this on an anniversary of every year now.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
1 year's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Started back in Daz's show.
That's right.
Yeah. It was the first time.
Exactly right.
He had his own show for a minute there.
He did for a little while. He did. A couple of years, I think, almost.
Yeah, we went and seen him a couple of times as well, I think.
Yeah. But I think that might have been the very first time he might have popped in here because he hadn't quite started.
No, it was definitely you. We were promoting the show.
We were promoting the Northern Sound System.
That's right.
And we came in here with you.
And apparently that was a great show.
Oh, I love that one.
It was a good one.
I wonder if they'll do another one, do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, be good to see something like that again.
They do have a lot of shows down there. A lot of bigger names play down there these days sometimes too.
Oh, okay. Obviously, I haven't seen that.
I should
do some digging.
I think Chillinet played out there and a few people played out there now.
Well, I guess what's happened to you boys over the last 12 months?
Oh, many things. Mm-hmm. 12 months, long time. We started a new album.
Oh, good.
After contemplating retirement.
Well, that's what the other question, yeah.
I guess when you've done as much music as we have, you kind of, because we're stuck in our ways and we write music the way we do as well.
Yes.
You just kind of need inspiration, I guess. And
yes.
After we did a couple of different projects, I did some solo projects and then...
That was Dark Side, DB.
Me and Simon, our last collective album was in 2017. And after we'd done all the collab projects, we kind of felt a little gassed out, I guess, both of us. And we had all these beats and music because we're like a bit addicted to buying music. When we hear music, we're just buying collectors.
Yes, that's fair enough.
We had all this music sitting there and... We seriously faded off after a lot of those collaborations, and
it's hard work, isn't it?
And we couldn't find the inspiration to go back to write something for ourselves as such. But when I was doing my solo stuff, because I was born in New Zealand, when I was doing a lot of my solo stuff, I started reaching out when I was promoting the music back to where I was from in New Zealand, and Auckland, and Christchurch, and a lot of that. And it was kind of funny because it took a minute. I promoted my music over there.
Yes.
But it wasn't until because I wrote both of those solo albums pretty quickly because I had an injury, so I was in the studio all the time.
Yes, yes.
But we just kind of took a minute for it to catch on. And all of a sudden I got hit up by a couple of people from New Zealand.
Excellent.
And we did a couple of songs as such, they never panned out. We had a few ideas, but then me and Simon started writing music again after it was just a track or two. We weren't even thinking about an album. Like I said, we just kind of got a little bit hungry, so we thought we'll write a song or two. So we wrote a couple of songs and released them onto Spotify through our digital label, our Digital Records.
Yes, yes.
So we decided to release them as singles, and we got good feedback from New Zealand, even charted in New Zealand on one of the songs.
Fantastic.
And it was a song that, we collaborated with a guy from New Zealand.
Yes.
And just the feedback from that song kind of inspired us. And then when we started, because we were working with that guy, and when you work with somebody, you become a lot more intrigued by their music. So you start listening to all their music and all the people they've been working with.
Oh,
and that kind of put me and Simon on a different trail, and we started working with all these different MCs.
Yes.
Totally different. Because our style, I say what you want about it, it's influenced by what we grew up with, which is more American hip-hop, not Australian hip-hop.
No, that's right.
Because we're a little bit older like that.
Yeah.
And New Zealand hip-hop's kind of similar.
Mm.
And so, it just caught on, and that kind of built a fire under us. And in the last 6 months, we've managed, we had this sitting there for I said, before we came seeing you last year, I reckon we played Light It Up, which was a song that we wrote about a year and a half ago, probably almost 2 years ago.
Yes.
And that was going to be the first song on this album. But then we stopped. Did these other collaboration albums stopped, and then
Well, I knew you were doing all of that. That's something we talked about last time you were in, and you were actually quite excited about that. But it's a lot of work. You're working with a lot of different people, and a lot of different personalities too. And it's sometimes hard.
I think just like I was saying, we just burned ourselves out to different projects and forgot to look after ourselves, essentially.
Exactly, yeah.
And with the journey we've been on, like always playing live, and that was a big part of it. So you try to write music for the masses almost. Like you think about what you're writing. Like internally you start thinking, is this
going to work?
It affects the way you write.
Yeah.
Playing gigs.
Yeah.
And we got into barbecuing hard. Like hardcore, like charcoal barbecue.
Oh, I saw that. And I was very hungry. And I thought, I don't know if your wife would appreciate if I turned up to eat.
Yeah, she would. But it's just a lot of things. Like I said, we burned ourselves out and then a new hobby took over us. And,
yes.
And we just, it faded for a minute. But then this connection with New Zealand and it did. It gave us a bit more of a fire, like working with these different artists. And we decided, like I said, we wanted to write an album because we're not really interested or considering playing gigs at the moment. We wanted to write an album for us.
Like, yes, that's right.
It doesn't matter if people like it. We might never play it.
Yeah, just be a little bit selfish and write one that
so we just kind
you
of,
both want.
I feel this album is like a step back in time for us. So we've always tried to differ ourselves with every album, come at a different angle, whereas this one I feel we let go of it and just wrote an album like before. Like, because me and Simon have been rapping together since 2010, but we didn't actually put our music into the scene until 2012, late 2012.
Yes.
So we had a lot of music before that, and that was before we cared. So we would just write whatever. Like, it didn't matter. Like, and I feel with this album, that's kind of what we've done, because we're working with artists that almost really appreciate what we do, and we really appreciate what they're doing. It works really well. Rather than just working with artists in the scene that we respect, like, and we think, oh, he's a really good dude. Like,
yes.
He might not be my favorite rapper, but he's a really good dude and I respect him and the connection, you know what I mean? And that's part of what music is. So this album's different. We don't hang with these people. We just kind of fans of these people. So when we work with them and they work with us, it's come out different. Yeah, different project for us. And
well, that sounds really, really good.
And that's why we come out of retirement. But it was I kind of find it funny to say we retired because I started playing drums again. Like I played in a band a long time ago and I haven't played drums a long time. I started playing drums again, was cooking a lot of barbecue and a good mate of mine who was in the band that I used to play in Double Dragon together.
Right.
He was like, you know, always thinking like about playing music, and I sent him a message, like, because this was my thinking. Like, I was like, hey, man, I reckon I want to join a cover band and play drums, like, so like Phil Collins and stuff. You know, I love old school music as well as hip hop and stuff like that. I just wanted to do that kind of stuff. And he's like, nah, if you're going to play drums again, you're playing in my band. Like, we're going to make a band. Like, and we're jamming. It's fun. But,
well, you've got to get a taste for it again, don't you? You know,
he's got to have hobbies.
Got to have hobbies. They're good hobbies. They're excellent hobbies. I mean, I wish I could play an instrument. They're wonderful. Now, which one would you like to play first? And maybe tell me tell us.
I think we should start off, since we're talking about New Zealand, a song called You Already Know.
Okay, I'll throw that one up there.
Which is a big part, like artist that predominantly features on our album, Steve Mack from New Zealand.
Okay.
When we first started working with him, he blew us away.
Legend.
Legend. Like, he blew us away, and we hadn't worked with rappers before that, would send us a verse and just like, whoa, like, you know.
Do you, like, when you just want to chat with him, do you go on Skype or something?
No, just
it's
Facebook.
It's all through Messenger and Facebook Messenger and stuff.
Oh, really?
It's what I mean. It's uncanny. It's different to how we normally handle our relationships.
No, I mean, you're really using the social media side of things.
Big time.
Yeah.
I'm not big on it, but.
That's okay. You can do what you want. You don't have to do it all.
Wheels don't turn without time. But, this song is called Mr. Miyagi, and that's the wrong one, sorry.
Steve
Mack, Sean Russ sings the hook, and our longtime friend Chris Golden.
Okay, wonderful. Now, you put it under SSMP?
Yeah.
SSMP with You Already Know.
The times you wanna grow up, you really need to know why I've been on the road. You already know, yeah. I've been told ya, really need to show what you are living for. Feed it in your soul. Let it in, I let it spin like veterans. Let it rip, I kill a spit and hit the rims. For many cars, I've got the bars to reach the stars. The engine revs and venom pens like many men. Irrelevant, benevolence, a hidden gem. You see, I'm fresh to death until the end. I rev the crest and zip the hen. I set it up, you silly punks can't hang with us. We hang you up like Jake the Mus and bang a bully. You ain't fully sick, just a bitch. I sit back and watch them snitch. I bring the rounds, I'm bad, so I don't fuck around. All these suckers are clowns, I watch them bow down.
They don't understand where I'm coming from. Sting Chief, what we've done on lands beneath the burning sun. Do you believe? Tell me, son, don't cross the line, can't be undone. Wage a war that can't be won. Lose your mind, can't trust no one. That I'ma bang out. Grip the steering wheel tight and let it hang out. And on my grave, let it read, I went all out. When it rains, it pours, I never seen a drought. We grind non-stop, homie, gotta get to the bag. 24 karat, I got oil like Baghdad. Run it up, light it up, don't want none of the smoke. We be the wrong that you wanna provoke.
The times you wanna you really need to know why I've been on the road. You already know, yeah. I've been told ya, really need to show what you are living for. Feed it in your soul.
I look into my daughter's eyes, they remind me that I'm still alive. And through any tribulation, I will survive. Don't get caught in the crossfire, cause I ain't slow enough. Being right with my family, dog, that's close enough. Yeah. South side of Fungadeg is where I'm posted up. But it's west side for life, and they know what's up. That's tad north for the back and forth crack course with slack jaws, speaking poison from the back door. Even though it's negative, boy, that's a platform. You can turn this shit around and understand I got a knack for it. Shit, they don't understand I would clap for it. An ovation is long overdue, so I'm back for it.
I seen them come, I seen them go. Could step into the game, but never grow. They never know it's more than flow. I spent a decade with a pen and a gift, but man, that's only a reflection of the prison I live. And now we'll be switching John Doe's. I hit them with my combos, crossing left to right, I'm dropping dimes like I'm Rondo. Cause I can get you the ball, but can you score with it? Guaranteed, man, money gang, doing more with it. Cause it's a rat race and yo, just a brat pack. And I got more talent stuffed in my backpack. But I can stay cool, man, so laid back they can't see me. I'm a needle in a haystack.
Times you wanna grow up, you really need to know why I've been on the road. You already know, yeah. I've been told ya, really need to show what you are living for. Feed it in your soul.
WSMP, with You Already Know. Great track, boys.
Thank you.
Yeah,
well done.
Oh, I'm really digging one. That one.
Yeah.
I'll have to grab a copy.
A little biased. I like all their songs.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, someone, you know, you have to be, if you don't like them, you can't portray that to anybody else, can you?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
No, just, yeah, this is really good. That one, it's got Golden
it's got
on
a good
it.
Vibe
you know,
to
good,
it.
Good mate. Got, yes. Yeah, Sean Russ on the hook. He can. He's an incredible singer.
Steve Mack kills that verse.
Yeah,
too.
Steve Mack, yeah, just burns us all.
Yeah.
It sounds very good. And I might even grab a copy of that. Maybe.
Oh, definitely. Or just stream it.
Oh, yes, true. I can do that as well.
Streaming's away now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. See, for me, when I do the program here, I actually always need a copy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm playing at any time.
Yeah, no, I get what you're
and
saying.
You never know with streaming services. If the internet is down, then I can't use it anyway. So
yeah, no, totally.
You know, you can't rely on that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So right for home.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Now, Syme, we were talking off air, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
Oh, yeah,
your project that you had last year, your personal project, we played one of the songs off of there.
Yeah, you did.
And it was going to be like a storybook style for the whole album.
Yeah.
What's happened?
It's still only one track.
Oh.
like we were saying during the break, like I tend to work good in a group. Yeah. I like bouncing off people, like seeing what they have to say, working out how I can play off of their words, where like solo thing really needs to be your own one vision.
Right.
And I just like collaborating. I'm more of a collaborator than a solo artist.
Yeah.
Probably always have been. But
that's
also probably because I've never done any other solo stuff. So
yeah, I think that's when you realised that.
Yeah. I think when I tried to do a solo album was when I realised I'd never be a solo artist.
Yeah, the whole thing, it wasn't a matter of the lyrics enough.
No.
It just
never came together. Like, I never wanted to, like,
no, but that might, don't put the stomp on it just yet. You know, you've got your whole rest of your life, which could be another 30, 40 years, you could be still working on it.
If I can write six more tracks in 30 or 40 years, that album will come out.
Good. And I might... Oh, that long I might not be here, myself personally, but someone else could be in here.
Hopefully we're all here.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we're all here. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so the album will be out probably the end of the year, do you think? Before?
We're not far.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're not far, and because... Right.
Somewhere in the second quarter.
Because I do all...
Second quarter, very good.
Because of all our music as such, like we buy the music.
Yes.
And from there, pretty much everything's done in-house.
Right, okay.
Like I mix and master all of our music and that. So it's like as songs get finished, I mix them probably like 10 or 15 times. I'll do like 10 or 15 mixes and change like one snare drum or something.
Oh, okay.
People like look at me like I'm crazy. Like they're sitting there, like especially other people trying to get mixed downs of songs and stuff. And I'll like listen to that. It'll change this. Like very pedantic about that. So,
well, it becomes yours. It becomes personal, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it definitely does.
Personal for that song for both of you.
You get it every time someone new comes into the studio. They watch him and they hear the track and they're like, oh, that's sick. And he's like, no, it's not done. Like you could be sitting there another hour or so before you get your mix down.
Oh. Yeah.
But because of that and the songs get finished.
Yes.
And we're aiming for 14 songs on this album. Initially, it was 9.
Yes.
And then it was grown. Then it was 10.
It was 12 for a little while.
Then it was 12.
Yes.
And now it's 14.
Yeah.
But they're two really good late additions. One of them is a custom-made beat from a New Zealand producer who was a fan of ours and listened to our music and said specifically Factor. I'm tripping on my words today.
That's okay.
A producer named Factor from New Zealand. Yeah, he specifically wrote this beat for us, listening to our music and that. And we heard it and we just loved it. So we thought we'd have to have that.
Okay.
And then another song we've got in the works as well. So 14 tracks.
Wow. But because, that's excellent.
Because we're mixing and doing everything on the go, as I said, in house, I think we've got 9 of them finished.
Okay.
So and then there's another. 11.
I reckon there's 9 finished. We'll go with 9.
I reckon you're right. 9 or 10 that are finished.
Right.
And then there's about 2. That's why I think it's 9. Because I think there's...
One's waiting for me.
Because there's about 3 that are sitting. No, there is. There's about 3 that are sitting.
Yeah.
Right, so 9 that are finished, 3 that are sitting, which makes 12, and then there's the 2 we haven't started.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Because we've started 3 tracks, and one of them, like Simon says, needs Simon's verse. And another. And the song's finished. As soon as we drop his verse in there and I mix it, the song's done.
Then
there's another couple songs that are pretty much the same, either waiting on me or waiting on...
They're waiting on us both.
Yeah, we're waiting on us both.
Oh, no, that's excellent. Wonderful.
But, so to get, long way around the bush.
I've got to wait.
But,
that's all right. No, but, I appreciate that. I've got to wait for the album, though.
Saying that, that's why I think the album will probably be finished in about 2 months.
Wonderful. Excellent.
And yeah, the album's called X.
X. Oh, okay. All right. I had a different name.
It's Roman numeral X.
X.
And for 10 years that you've been together.
10 years.
I haven't forgotten. No.
10 years that we've been writing raps together, and this will be our 8th. It's probably like our 13th album, but technically we
8th release.
8th properly released album. Yes. But yeah.
For 10 years.
Yeah.
That's 10 wonderful. Years. I was going to call it Back Again. Because you know you sort of retired and you're back again. So
we're pretty big on wrestling stuff.
Okay. Stuff like,
you know, like that. And,
yes.
And the X is not that it's got a lot to do with wrestling.
Do you
stuff,
still both go to watch the wrestling?
Yeah, all the time. But because yeah, with our albums called like NWO and.
Okay. Well, I don't know all the terms, but yeah, now that you've put that in there, I can just imagine.
It's just
it,
like,
yeah,
X. Mm. Yeah, it was just another thing, like DX and stuff like that. So we just wanted to call it X for 10 years, and it's just easy.
Okay. All right. Now, we have another track to play?
Yeah, sure.
Which one?
We'll go with another track with another New Zealand MC, the one I jumped to before. It's called Mr. Miyagi with Pax the General.
Okay.
A rapper that. When I started working with Steve Mack and Factor and another New Zealand rapper, Alpha.
Yes.
He's one of their, like, big homies or, you know, their mate.
Right,
he's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And just loved his stuff. And they put in a good word to us kind of thing, like, because they were working with him on other tracks. And
well, it is word of mouth,
just,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Just yeah, just through general contribution, he was just like, yeah, definitely keen to jump on a track with you guys.
Yeah.
So, we got a beat specifically for it and, yeah, far away. Mr. Miyagi.
I'm thinking of wax on, wax off, but here we go. Double SMP.
Wax off. Wax off. Wax off. Wax off. My frame, Stone Cold Jack Frost. Wax off. Wax off. Wax off. Wax off. Step into the game, you lame, real soft. Wax off. Looking at the skyline. What's my timeline? Once in a lifetime. Yeah, I'm good with the flow. The mother in the no cold. My heart is froze. No rain, I make it snow. Ride with a pack of wolves. Got the know-how and the tools. Dismantle the fool. Just call me Big Daddy Cool. I got what you want. Come get what I got. Cream rises to the top. It's been a rise of my stock. You can't look me in the eye, cause your style's a lie. Till the day I die, I stay FLY. Yeah, capital D, double S-M-P. Son, you know me, V-S-O-P. You looking fragile, get your weight up. I got them digital scales, you know it weighs up. And through the trenches, son, that's how we came up. You're subliminal, they'll never bring our name up. So wax off. Wax off. Wax off. Wax off. My frame, Stone Cold Jack Frost. Wax off. Wax off. Wax off. Wax off. Step into the game, you lame, real soft.
You wanna talk about a fast life, step in my shoes. Son, it's a cash money game if you ain't repping your crew. You got a long way to go, so be checking the news. Man, it's a dark side thing, we've been wrecking the youth. We've been coast to coast, north to south. Cashing checks with the lyrics as we spit in the mouth. The crowds go bang, bang, that's how we make bank. No doubt the clowns know it's time to make haste. So, make way. We bout to roll through and burn this down and let the roof light up. The truth is on fire, the proof is my nuts. And we got the flow, we got the dough. Stevie Ray said it best, suckers guts to know, man. Every rhyme is a paycheck, so bow down to the boss if you ain't paid yet.
Wax off. Wax off. Wax off. Gotta kill us, my frame, Stone Cold Jack Frost. Wax off. Wax off. Wax off.
Don't step into the game, you lame, real soft. I've been prolific like Nip Space Tech. Cousin since way back, these beats got laid flat. I'm a king, I need 10 Maybachs, 100 in space stacks in this song played back. I stay connected both sides of the Tasman. Got no time for has-beens, they too busy harassing. They ain't nothing to a microphone assassin. I do the shit with these, killing tracks is my passion. The SSMP, be my plug and OZ. Hit them with that pure shit, sure to make them OZ.
I put in that work like somebody owe me, but it's the same mythic while Hori OG. Too quick and too slick, I'm a young Ali. You a killer hard leech in the war of my army. Picasso strokes when I do my ART. Wax on the wax off, I'm Mr. Miyagi.
Wax off. Wax off. Wax off. Wax off.
My flame stone cold Jack Frost.
Wax off. Wax off. Wax off. Wax off.
Step into the game, you lame, real soft.
Wax off.
Wax off.
Wax off.
Wax off.
Wax on.
There we go. That's Double SMP with his Southside Money Posse. And I've never forgotten that. And that's Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
Great track.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a bouncy one.
Yeah, it is a bouncy one.
It's more of a, like, yeah, a bit of a. G-funk kind of bop.
Still, I like it.
Yeah. It's a different good. One. I like that one too. It's yeah. good. Pax the General kills it. It's good.
It is. Very good. Now, my question is more on the social side. Mm. How is the families coping with you all back into the studio doing more work?
Nah.
Yours are fine. Mine don't exist.
So. It's on with it. He's a bachelor. He'll be on the next season of The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. Should go there.
Oh, yeah. That'll be great.
They might make you cut your beard a little
bit.
Married
at first sight. That's it. I'm out straight away. Oh. If I, like, cut the beard, I'm gone.
No, they're not all of it. Just
No, my wife's good. Well, you know, that's yeah, part that's of the reason why we clicked when we first met. It's because I had relationships in the past where they thought music and affection was like a competition or something.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you have to, you know, one outweighs the other, but it doesn't. It really no, doesn't. It's just a hobby.
Yes.
My wife's always been pretty cool with it. I mean, we lost our complete studio when my son was born, but yes. we bought the Chaotica Eyeball. And
okay.
So, yeah, we can record anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. So that's all right. That's good, isn't it?
That's good. Family's good.
Yeah. Well, your family comes first as far as, you know, definitely. The requirements for home and stuff that. You know, but definitely. Yeah, if you can make something else work, and I wouldn't mind coming to see that.
Mm.
I think I might have said that last time. I'm still waiting for my invitation for that. But anyway, you never know. Might come in the mail. Anyway, this next track you want to play.
It's called Money Gang.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we called it that.
Okay.
That's just what we. That's kind of what our group. It's like another slang. We've got about 20 names.
Just a shorthand reference.
There's Money Gang, there's Money Posse, there's Double S&P, there's the full name.
Like, yes.
We just go by whatever when the time feels right. But
okay.
This song is called Money Gang because we got back and worked with a dude, a real good friend of ours. It's the first track we've done with him for a while. It's, our mate DJ. And when I was doing my solo work, I started working with this German producer, blah, blah, blah. He put me onto this African singer from Nigeria called Lammy. And he hit me up and he was like, really wanted to work on a track. So I was like, yeah, definitely. So we put a track together and that's why it's me and Syme. And then we've got Lammy from Nigeria and then DJ who's from Liberia.
That's right. And so this is a multicultural song.
Yeah, so it's a really multicultural song. It's an international song. It's really awesome.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and we just called it Money Gang.
All right.
It's a groovy little number.
It is a groovy little number. And here's Double SMP with Money Gang.
Got my mind on my money on my mind. It's that money gang shine. Only matter of time before I double up and cash out. I gotta get mine. I'm really hard to define. Yeah, with that line, 10 years deep. So I've had time to refine. Another day, another dollar, another session of a rhyme. Keep my feet to the street, turning water to wine. Yeah, perfect in design, like the stars of the line. Check the bloodline, certified on the grind. OG's cosigns high on the dotted line. Sipping on that moonshine, ain't no way you outshine. Once I hit that red line. you'll feel the turbines whine. Yeah, we hear a lot of shit out on the grapevine. Air out your dirty sheets on the clothesline. Yeah, three of a kind, your offer has been declined. You better fall back, son, redevelop, redefine. Don't waste my time.
You know, I just want you for the night. Second fishing's in with the music, yeah, it's so deep in my soul. Play what it goes. I just want you for the love.
Coming from a long way, I know I had to put on wreck. Make me use of your Jizzy Clay Connect. On thick, you don't play the line, you will be out of the cage to do that deck lit. You know what I'm talking about, don't let your mind play you out the mess. Make your bra move, you lose the bet. I'm talking mad, your haters, don't you ever forget. Like I said, I'm on the back shit. Hit your ass for a boy, get the fast street. OC Black Kid, now you know I got this. I hate homies, I pose around the side street. True hustler, put out of my name real quick. I don't quit your day on a young black kid. Hit the rock bottom, but now I'm living like the Lion King. Jungle boy, push the wrong button, I bring out a jungle noise. Rap legendary, recognize your flaws. You stupid boy, don't you know I'm the reason why you do it for?
Baby, you know, with your money. Baby, you know, I just want you for a good night. I'm let you go. And you know, with the music, yeah, it's so deep in my soul. Let me let it go. I just want you for a good night. I'm let you go. Let you go.
I'm in love with the money.
These tunes got bounce like these shoes, but these boots can stomp like street troops. It's the MG crew, man, Fu Manchu, can't kung fu these dudes. And I'm all about the smoke, we can pack up. I got the jacks lined up, we can rack up. I got a stripper in the back and you can hear me slap nuts when the hoe starts to back up. And that's how we do, got the whole crew here getting rowdy too. So, bow down to the truth, cause you're looking at the three crown kings of the booth. But, this is big boy shit, we got no outcast in this big boy clique. Man, on the front lines come crunch time. You only get the last laugh with the punchlines.
I'm in love with your know, money.
Baby, you know, I just want you for a good night.
Stacking fishies
and
hoes.
And you know, with the music, yeah, it's so deep in my soul. Let me let it go. I just want you for a good night.
Stacking fishies and hoes.
Let you go.
I'm in love with the money. With the money.
That's a different track. Quite enjoyed that as well.
It's funny, like so many songs in my head, I actually forget that song's a love song to money. That's why it's called Money Gang.
Okay, so we.
I remember. I was just thinking about it. Why do we call it this song Money? I couldn't think of it. Then that because I haven't listened to that song in a while because that was one we finished probably about 2 or 3 months ago now.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that you actually connect the name of the song to what you've put into the piece of music, of rapping.
It was because we got the hook back from Lammy, because Lammy from Nigeria, he did the hook for us.
Yes.
And we got it back from him. And yeah, in a sense, like I'd already had a vision for what I wanted the song to be.
Yes.
So I added stuff to the hook in the background and that. Mm-hmm. And because what he was singing was about like his love for music and just love in general.
Yes.
Not specifically about a girl or anything.
And
I was just kind of like the vision I have for the song, because like I said, I'm just writing music for the fun of it. It was as I was, I'm in love with the money. Like that's what it's about. Like we're in love with the money. Like Not that we really are. I mean, everyone
You need money. But you added a little bit of a twist to what it started out to be.
It's kind of like a love song to the money.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure a lot of people probably would have
written that. We would have written a song like this about 10 years ago.
Yeah. 2011, this would have been pretty standard for
us. Would have been like,
it would have been all about the money.
All about it. But now,
because you wanted to retire.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, you know, when we got the hook and the DJ, you know, like, right.
Yeah.
It brought up some old feelings, and we just wrote, that song.
Nah, it's excellent. That's
a good song.
Yeah, it is a good song. That's I know of bands that might write songs and will have a title, but it's got nothing to do with the song because it was a working title to start off with, so it stayed on that way.
I totally understand what you're saying because when we were playing in the metal band, like our song names were. We would be like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to describe
some
it.
Some names were sentences.
You know, Black Sails of Armageddon and stuff like that. You know, it's the wickedest song title. But when we write hip hop, it's more personal connection, I guess. So when you actually hear the song and it's like, well, this is what we're doing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so with that song, it's like,
We generally don't use working titles either. Like we have.
Yes.
But like normally until a song's finished, it's called track 9.
It was only about, I reckon, a month ago we named all these songs.
Yeah,
up until then it was track 1, track 2, track 3, track 4, track 5, track 6.
What are we calling all of these songs, man?
Until we actually get ready to release it, we were like, we have to name
this. We have to listen and name some of these. Like, what do you think of when you hear this song? Like, Mr. Miyagi.
It's one of those things too.
Do you call it Wax On, Wax Off, or do we tangent it into like, it's Mr. Miyagi?
Yeah, of course it is, yes.
Yeah, that's
one of my favourite movies, that one.
We were just having fun.
For
the first time in probably, as long as we've been doing music, since we went out and started playing live gigs in 2014 to 2018 sometime, you don't feel pressure. Pressure's not the right word, but you try to conform to fit in.
It felt like a grind for a while too.
Yeah, but you try to conform in a sense to fit in.
Yeah.
And now we don't care. That's why these songs, and I feel the album is really groovy. Like It's a catchy, groovy album.
And you'll probably find that
it's not depressing. And it's not going to bring you down.
It's so much easier to write. We're just like, when you're trying to conform, you're not thinking about what you want to say. You're thinking about what other people want to hear you say.
Yes.
And basically, we're just like, screw all of that. Like, let's just do this one for us. And it makes it so much easier to write.
It's so much more fun.
Yeah. And it probably the words flow better too.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes to you more easily.
It's just a lot more fun. Like for a long time we did music and you'd be serious about it. But this verse has to be this. This has to be that. You know?
I guess maybe, you were thinking that maybe some people wanted you to do political stuff
I don't know so much as that. No. It's more
it was more the style and the context. Trying to fit ourselves into like this little scene of Australian hip hop where
a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah, like Dan said something to me like the other week where he was like, man, if we were in New Zealand, we'd be huge. And
a lifestyle change.
I'm paraphrasing. I didn't say those exact words.
I reckon,
It would have been more freeing from the get-go because we wouldn't have felt that conformity.
Well, you never know.
Well, it's because I am from New Zealand.
That's
and
right.
And I don't talk with a full Aussie accent. But people don't always understand that. It doesn't matter though. Like we've enjoyed every minute of it and respect every artist we've ever played with. And it's a journey, but that's more what Simon's trying to say is that we just always been different because we didn't grow up, because we're from metal. Like we were metal kids. So we were metal kids that would go to parties and your friend would put on Slim Shady or Dr. Dre or Snoop Dogg for a laugh. And then, while you're drinking beers and stuff and you'd be like, this is all right, So that was my introduction to hip hop. So the first albums of hip hop I ever owned and thrashed was like Tupac and right. Eminem and Dr. Yes. Dre. Like that yes. was that was it. That was the extent of it. It yeah. was like those three artists and DMX because I liked yeah. how gruff he was.
Mine was Gangsta's okay. Paradise.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. So we didn't grow up and then we listened no. to heavy, heavy stuff.
Heavy metal, yeah.
So
yeah.
when you go back to it, of course you listen to the same stuff. We didn't come up in the era where we listened to the Bias B and all of the you know
modern
the,
ones
in the Hilltops and yes. so we didn't listen to that stuff. No. Like, I knew those dudes. Not knew them, but we knew those dudes. We used to go to parties so yes. when we were in the band and stuff, and they'd rock up and they'd be out the back. Like, I was always finding out how black were my mate Rowan and them. Mm-hmm. They'd have parties and there'd be dudes in the back, just like yeah. beatboxing and a couple of them yeah. rapping and stuff. And cool. we thought we were too cool for school at the time.
Oh, okay.
And not yes. talking about science, we were bandmates. We were too cool for school. So we'd be like, Rowan, who yeah. are those dudes? Like, yeah. you know, rapping out the back there. Yeah. You know, have a bit of a snicker and be like, oh, that's Hilltop Hoods band. They're always playing at the wow. Sentinel and stuff. You should go check them out. And
yes.
So, you know, not my thing. But then yeah. years later, so then those spun out, section yeah.
come out and like it's spun out. Crazy.
I had heard, and I'm not sure how true this is, but one of the boys in Hilltop Hoods, when they come back to Adelaide to play, I think it's his grandmother, yeah. still comes and watches them play. Oh,
that's awesome.
That's pretty good.
I like yeah. the hats off to him because anyone who brings light to South Australian music
yeah.
is fantastic exactly. in my eyes.
But it is.
It's just what I'm trying to say is the context as such yeah. as we didn't grow up listening to the same stuff, so we can't expect us to write the same stuff. So we've always struggled to write. It's because it's been a fine line between writing stuff that we like
mm-hmm.
and stuff that other people like.
Yes.
So we write a lot of songs that people are like, oh, that's your best song, and we kind of think, oh, that's
yeah, you know, like, it's not quite what you think.
This is
think,
the song
yeah.
he thinks the best song, and yes. they don't like that one as much. No. So.
Yeah, and it's hard. And look, the old saying, you can't keep everyone happy all the time.
Yeah, and so, that's kind of where this album is yeah. like.
This is
yeah,
your happy.
This is yes, our yes. happy.
Yeah. Mm. So yeah, if you can't keep everyone happy, just keep yourself happy.
Yes.
Yeah,
pretty much. And I think sounds that's what good. Brought us back.
Sounds good. And yeah. that would be good advice to any other artists that were up and coming. A yeah. starter.
There's so many yeah. now, and it's so easy to be an up and starter now. It's just, you know, there's so many venues for it already, like Northern Sound System, where they let you basically yes. go there and just record.
Yeah, magic, isn't it?
We never had that stuff free studio.
Yeah,
in the free studio of $5 or something. It's as cheap as chips. So
it's not bad, is it?
It's good for the for the young people
if they want to have a try.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, yeah, all power to it.
But, all right.
This last song we'll play.
Yes,
it's we've left it to last because it's really important to us. But it's our label manager, our digital label manager, Leroy. He went on a magical love quest, and it's
okay.
It's really it'd bring a smile to your face if I was to tell you it, but we haven't got enough time.
Oh,
but it's okay. a beautiful story. But anyways, his wife is from Fiji. Lee is from Fiji.
Oh,
he was
lovely.
Adopted when he was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Long story short, anyway, she's here in Australia now, and she has one of the most amazing voices like we'd ever like. You know,
I've never heard anyone.
You know the show. Like what's the show? The Voice and stuff like that.
Yes.
She
yeah.
Is a judge. In equivalent on Fiji's version
oh,
of The
really?
Voice
That's
or whatever, you know, idol kind of
yeah,
show, you know.
I understand.
I mean?
Yeah.
She's an incredible singer, like almost, yeah, like the greats,
yes.
like the great singers. Yes. And yeah, they wanted to put a song together with us when she come over because obviously Lee's a big fan of ours or.
Mm.
Well, a long-time mate, whether he's a fan or not, you'll never know.
Yeah.
well, a long-term, real good
I'm
friend
sure.
of mine. And yeah, yeah, we decided to put this song together. And
yes.
it's the first time that we've ever worked with a female singer.
I was going to ask that.
We've always had, like, guys in abundance.
Yes.
Like, you know, because a lot of my friends can sing, like, and sing really well.
Yeah.
So we've always had the male singer, but we never stepped into the waters. And honestly, it's probably one of, like, up there, probably one of the best songs I think we've ever done.
As a song,
not lyrically or anything, just as a song for people to listen. I can show my people, like my dad's friends, this song.
Yes.
And even though they're into part, not even really into rap, they'll be like, this is good. Like,
yeah.
And I reckon we've done well with this one.
Oh, good. Well, you should be proud of all your music, you know.
Oh, we are, but it's different when you've been doing it as long as us.
Yes.
It's rare to have something that you come out of it and you just
feel good about it.
You're like, nah, that's instantly that's a piece. Like, it's almost like that's going to the pool table, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean? Like they
good.
Say in the castle, like
that's
going straight to the pool room. That song is it. You know, if you had to take five pieces out of our whole career to leave and to describe
us,
this would be one of them.
Oh, wonderful.
It's hard to blow yourself away after like 10 years. It is. You listen to her sing and it's so good.
It's magic.
I'm trying to work out how to describe it without swearing. It's really good.
Magic.
And we wrote our rhymes accordingly. Like, we tried to write this song for radio. If you've heard gunshots in the songs tonight, it's because we've had swear words in there.
Yeah, that's
and lot. Rather than put swear words, I dropped the swear words out and I put a little gunshot in there.
That's
so this song has none of that because we wrote this one with all intention of being a good song
for
especially
radio.
For Elena as well, because if she ever wanted to use it in any way or shape or fashion, we needed to write it in a way that it could be global.
Oh, excellent. Wonderful. Well, I thank you both,
Danny, Simon, for coming in.
It's been wonderful. And we'll have to make this a regular gig now.
Always a pleasure.
We'll come back in a year's time. And by that time, you'll be famous.
Yeah, we've got some other things in the works as well. The fire's been lit, and we've got some different things in the works. But this may be the last full length album you hear from us.
All right, okay. Well, here's Clear Hearts for SSMP featuring Helena.
And I've been doing this a long time, connected to the game like it's Money Gang Online. And even though I'm in the background sometimes, I'm still down for a war on the front lines. So we can rock out if your trunk thumps, so old school that your shoes still pump up. And when the world went trap, I was lighting up the booth saying real rap's back. Nobody gonna do it better, we've been so rock steady, now they calling us the shredder. Cause we belong on the top shelf, hit after hit, I spent a decade dropping bombshells. So they should all bow down, Money Gang don't quit while the rest bow out. And y'all know how it ends, with the king on the throne and the crown on our heads.
Don't let your spirit fade, this time won't go to waste. I see your heart to play, abandon all those fears. Don't let your spirit fade, this time won't go to waste. I see your heart to play, abandon all those fears.
No mad vagabond gambler, let the dice roll. Some shit'll take to the grave, but I'll never sell my soul. I keep my back to the wall, cause son, I came up alone, talking out of the side of your mouth. That shit I don't condone, work hard for my spot. Yeah, blood, sweat, and tears. Keep my foot flat to the floor, no limit, no fears. Yeah, time is money, and talent is an investment. In this game called life, some will always contest. Ain't playing when I say I got a whole lot to lose. Pain on my levels, son, you can't feel these shoes. DB King, man, got you singing the blues. One thing's guaranteed, we only speaking the truth. It's a Money Gang thing, stay down for the crew. 10 years in the game, still feeling brand new. We keep it fresh to death, and make you haven't got a clue. You can hate on us, but the joke's on you. We stay true.
Don't let your spirit fade. This time won't go to waste. I see your heart to play. Abandon all those fears. Don't let your spirit fade. This time won't go to waste. I see your heart to play. Abandon all those fears. This time won't go to waste. I see your heart to play. Abandon all those fears. Don't let your spirit fade. This time won't go to waste. I see your heart to play. Abandon all those fears. Abandon all those fears.
Mismatch with Carmelo on PBA FM.
What's going on?
Won't let you down.
89.7 PBA FM.